Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington on a Victory Monday, presented by Chiniga Mios. Visit MIOScareers.com to view open positions and apply today. A little bit later in the show, Pete Haley covers the Washington football team for NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us in about an hour. Logan Paulson, former Washington football team tight end, he'll jump on at 9:20, host of the Burgundy and Gold pregame show, which you can listen to right here on The Fan. Right now, though, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz presented by Offenbachers. Get your home ready for holiday entertaining with a gas fire pit, the highest quality outdoor furniture, or a beautiful game room of merchandise for your man cave or billiards room. You can visit any of their four locations or go to offenbachers.com. So we can start with the Sunday night football game, which I didn't log second half time with it, but I woke up and I saw that it was an explosion in the fourth quarter, and ultimately the Chargers hold on to the lead and they beat the Steelers 41-37.
Thought I had no prayer of winning side pot money yesterday in my high stakes league, but Austin Eckler turned that around with four touchdowns in the game. Had quite the offensive outburst.
Not bad. Ben Roethlisberger played well, three touchdown passes, but not enough as Justin Herbert threw for 382 yards.
Yeah. Mm.
You mentioned so Eckler. He runs for 50 and two touchdowns, but he's a great threat out of the backfield, catching balls, six catches, 65 yards, two more scores. So the Chargers improved to 6-4, and the Steelers dropped to 5-4-1. It's a muddy picture in the AFC when you look at the standings. Yesterday, the Titans lose.
I mean, biggest head scratcher on the board yesterday. It had to be. I mean, the
Titans lose to the Texans. Tyrod Taylor. Look, he's a difference maker. Tyrod Taylor, I'm not saying he's a great quarterback, but he's better than Davis Mills.
Clearly better than
so
him.
So he gives the Texans a legit shot. And the Titans maybe just caught up to them, or it's a letdown spot. They had been rolling. They don't have Derrick Henry.
Yeah,
they didn't have Julio Jones.
That's the major key is no Derrick Henry.
And Tannehill was bad.
Yeah, 52 attempts. They couldn't rely on their running game. Look, you think the Titans want, as good as Tannehill has been, they don't want him in the 50s in attempts.
He threw four interceptions.
They want to stick the ball into Derrick Henry's gut 25 times per game. And when you can't do that, your offense loses some of its identity.
Adrian Peterson actually ran for 40 yards on nine carries, 4.4 yards a pop. But the Titans lose. And then just to focus on kind of the AFC picture, the Colts are creeping into the picture as they get not four touchdowns, Cakes. They get five from Jonathan Taylor. And they beat the Bills. The Bills were everybody's kind of sexy team. They're now just 6-4, and they aren't even atop the division anymore in the AFC East. Guess who it is? The New England Patriots.
That is shocking. Jonathan Taylor is a bona fide superstar. If you didn't know it before yesterday was his national coming out party.
He is 32 carries, 185 yards, had three touchdowns. On the season, he's already run for over 1,100 yards.
Yep.
He's already run for 13 touchdowns. And he averages almost 6 yards a carry.
Yeah, here are his stats. As you mentioned, 193 attempts, that's second in the league. His yardage, first. Touchdowns, first. average per carry, third. Pretty good. I know I was hyping up Antonio Gibson earlier. I mean, he's not obviously not on the same level as Jonathan Taylor. Those numbers are crazy. He's going to score 20 touchdowns.
He's the best running back in football.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. With Derrick Henry sidelined, yes, he is.
So you look at the AFC, you've got the Patriots now atop the AFC East at 7-4. Bills are 6-4. I guess you could say Miami is still a long shot for a wild card. They've won a couple games in a row now. Actually, they've won 3 in a row. Tua wasn't bad, but they beat the Jets, right?
How did Flacco play?
He wasn't
threw terrible. A couple touchdowns.
Mm-hmm. He threw for almost 300 yards and 2 touchdowns.
No interceptions.
AFC North, no interceptions. AFC North is tight. Ravens get a nice win. Comeback. Valdez, you expected a loss. How happy were you that they were able to win without Lamar?
Well, that was the icing on the cake. No Lamar, no Hollywood Brown. So the defense stepped up for sure.
They did a nice job of hanging in there. I had the two TVs going out by the fire pit, and so I was barely paying attention, but it seemed like they were chasing most of the game.
Right. Do you care to share your wackity theory about Lamar Jackson?
Oh, yeah, there is an underground theory that's going on.
Wait till you hear this,
EB. All right. But,
well, number one, Lamar's diet is very poor.
Okay,
he is a kid still, but he eats like a kid.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But,
he's like,
so he thinks he's like impervious to eating bad
just
food.
Just mac and cheese, fast food.
Right.
It just pummels his digestive tract. He gets the poops all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
But
wait till you hear this theory.
On Tuesday, the word is Lamar Jackson, and I think this was on his IG, was eating a McRib sandwich.
Delicious.
Ooh. All right.
And so, for a limited time only. Like,
and so he had
isn't that just fake, contrived?
Processed, yes.
Processed food. Well,
it's a delicious McDonald's menu item.
So that gave him a rumbly tummy, and so he was out of commission for practice for 2 days. Right? Remember, he had his illness.
Sandwich? All right, go ahead.
All right.
Wait, it gets better.
But he practiced on Friday, so all signs were pointing to Lamar playing Sunday against Chicago.
He went back and got another one?
But the McRib is so good, and that is Lamar's kryptonite. He went back to the same McDonald's and pummeled a McRib.
Valdez told me that, I said, I don't believe you. There's no way. I mean, we just saw this with A.J. Brown like a month ago. Like, he missed a game or two or missed practices because he had bad food at Chipotle. Made him sick. I think he went back and got another bowl a few days after.
That McRib is so good that it pummel your insides.
I was as sick as I've ever felt.
And then go back for more.
After the woods, and I went back to the woods.
That's true.
Exactly.
I've gone back a few times.
If it's calling you, Cakes.
Yeah.
I guess.
All right, so AFC North, you've got the Ravens at 7-3. Bengals improved to 6-4 with a nice win. Joe Burrow's legit. Steelers are a half game back there at 5-4-1. And the Browns are 6-5. Ugly win. Baker was terrible. But they get a win to improve to 6-5. So there's just so many teams in the AFC still in the mix. Now, some people are now buying back into KC because KC's won 2 in a row. And they look good. They get a win without Patrick Mahomes throwing a touchdown yesterday.
Yeah, their defense was shutting down Dallas and Dallas with a potentially big loss. CeeDee Lamb leaves the game after hitting his head in the end zone when Dak threw a pick, concussion, and they have the short week because they play on Thursday, obviously, on Thanksgiving. So
they've got
a lot of issues with their receiving core with Amari Cooper's out. Now, good chance CeeDee Lamb is out for Thursday if he doesn't get through the concussion protocol in time.
Did they figure something out defensively over there? What's going on? That was supposed to be their big Achilles heel.
Well, Jones has become a monster here the last couple of weeks. So they're playing much better football, and Patrick Mahomes taking care of the ball a little bit better. So they're at 7-4 atop the division with the Chargers chasing them. Raiders seem like they're falling apart. In the NFC, just to kind of focus on the wild card, EB.
Mm-hmm.
So Washington now has 4 wins. But the teams that are ahead of them, Carolina's still ahead of them, but the Vikings get a big win against the Packers, 34-31. They get totally hooked. Did you see after Aaron Rodgers and the Packers tie the game, Kirk Cousins on his first pass, did you see it? He throws what appears to be an interception. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe that they didn't give an interception on it. And so he gets a reprieve, gets the ball back, and leads them down the field to get the game-winning field goal. So they are at 5-5. The 49ers are now coming on. They've won their last two. Now they beat the Jags, but destroyed them 30-10. So they have five wins. They're also 5-5. And the Eagles are playing good football of late. Nick Sirianni, maybe he's not a complete donk, because that offense, they put up 40 points against the Saints yesterday. And the Saints, I think Jalen Hurts has proved himself.
Yeah.
He's their franchise quarterback.
I haven't seen enough, but I know he's putting up some decent numbers. I just have to see him.
I mean, it's still more of the rushing element that he brings, because he had three touchdowns yesterday, almost 70 yards rushing. His passing numbers still leave, you know, a good amount to be desired. You want to see him improve in that aspect, but probably gets the job again next year.
I know the guy's a winner. That's what I know from what he did in college.
I mean, he's not putting up gaudy stats, but he's got 13 touchdowns, just five picks.
Right.
And then you toss in 618 yards rushing
He's going to rush for 1,000
yards. With eight touchdowns? He's got eight rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. He's going to have
So combine it, that's 21 touchdowns. No, that's not bad.
It's impressive.
And they're starting to win games.
I've been a Hurts guy. I'm a Hurts guy. Because I'm a fantasy guy.
All right, I mentioned kind of the teams ahead of Washington. Is it too early to start thinking playoffs? 800-636-1067. They beat Carolina, so they got a tiebreaker on Carolina should you catch them. But you do have these other teams. What do you think? We'll take your calls next at 800-636-1067.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.